AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Mortgage rates dip. AP correspondent Alex Vega has the latest.
Good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.23%. This is the first drop after three straight increases. The average rate is now at its lowest level since the first week of November and remains near its low for the year. When mortgage rates decline, they can boost homebuyers' purchasing power. Easing mortgage rates this fall helped lift existing U.S. home sales, including in October, when they rose to the fastest pace since February. I'm Alex Vega.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports national parks entrance fees are going up for foreign visitors.
The national parks draw millions of tourists every year, many of them from other countries. Last year, nearly 15% of visitors to Yellowstone came from outside the U.S., and that was down from 30% in 2018. Now the National Park Service says it's introducing what it calls America First entry fee policies, charging international tourists an extra $100 to enter 11 of the most popular parks, including Yellowstone, the Grand Canyon, and Yosemite. Set to take effect January 1st, foreign tourists will also see the price of an annual parks pass jump to $250. U.S. residents will continue to be charged $80. And foreign visitors will still have to pay on the park system's fee-free days. Those will be reserved for American residents. The national parks have been dealing with a major staff reduction and severe budget cuts. They're also recovering from the government shutdown and a significant loss of revenue that resulted. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. stocks rose in morning trading today as Wall Street looks to build on its recent winning streak. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% in morning trading, the Dow gained 229 points, and the Nasdaq added 0.5%. This is AP News. A report says U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff advised a Putin aide on how to pitch a Russia-Ukraine peace plan to President Donald Trump. AP's Donna Warder.
According to the transcript of a call published by Bloomberg News, Trump administration Special Envoy Steve Witkoff advised Yuri Ushakov, a senior aide to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, on how Putin should go about pitching President Donald Trump on a peace plan to end Russia's war with Ukraine. According to the transcript of the October 14th call, Witkoff advised foreign policy advisor Ushakov that Putin should call Trump and congratulate him for the Gaza peace deal and say that Russia had supported it and that he respects Trump as a man of peace. Witkoff says, from that, it's going to be a really good call. When asked to comment on Bloomberg's report, Ushakov said he's spoken with Witkoff quite often by phone. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.